This past week, Deputy Attorney General James Comey announced that his boss, Attorney General John Ashcroft, removed himself from involvement with an investigation into a leak last year of the name of a CIA covert agent.
Effective today, the Attorney General has recused himself and his office staff from further involvement in this matter. By that act, I automatically become the acting Attorney General for purposes of this case, with authority to determine how the case is investigated and, if warranted by the evidence, prosecuted.
Ashcroft's recusal struck NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore as a sign of an administration that was trying to avoid a touchy issue.
The making of a cover-up, like the making of a sausage, is not always pleasant to watch. Attorney General John Ashcroft, who rarely recuses himself from anything, has suddenly decided to get out from under the investigation of who leaked the identity of a CIA covert officer. And Ashcroft, who rarely misses his turn on camera, left it to Deputy Attorney General James Comey to make the announcement and also to disqualify himself. Why would the Justice Department pass off a quintessentially Washington investigation to the U.S. Attorney in Chicago? Fingering CIA officer Valerie Plame, after her husband, former Ambassador Joseph Wilson, exploded the administration's African uranium to Iraq theory, that smacked of typical Washington revenge. Who in the White House could have picked up the phone and made that vengeful call to columnist Robert Novak? The FBI has presumably interviewed a lot of officials and subpoenaed a lot of telephone records for the week of the leak last June. Comey says that what led to the Attorney General's withdrawal was an accumulation of facts. If those facts point to someone in the White House who has a personal relationship with the Attorney General, that could present a perceived conflict of interest problem. As U.S. Attorney Patrick Fitzgerald takes over the investigation, word is leaked to the Washington Post that maybe no crime was committed in the first place. The 1982 Agents Protection Act, says the Post, under a Crawford, Texas dateline, would not apply if the leaker did not know that Plame was an undercover operative. Nice try. The original Novak column last July that started all the fuss emphasized the importance of his scoop because the agency has never before declassified that kind of information. Who took it on himself or herself to declassify a sensitive national security secret? Stay tuned for the 2004 chapter in the story of the leak that went awry. This is Daniel Shore.